Hello, I'm Kay, and this item appeared on the front page. Early release policy review amid anger over PC's killers. The Prime Minister has been forced to halt plans to release prisoners early after outrage from the family of PC Andrew Harper. The Abingdon-based police officer from Wallingford was killed in horrific circumstances as he responded to reports of a quad bike theft in Sulhamstead, Berkshire, in August 19. It was revealed by the Daily Telegraph that two of his killers, Jesse Cole and Albert Bowers, could be released early as prisons reach almost full capacity. But now, the new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, has bowed to pressure from PC Harper's mother and widow, who described the revelation as deplorable. On the prospect of the killers being released early, PC Harper's mother, Debbie Adlam, told BBC Radio 4's Today programme, "It just feels like another letdown for Andrew, really. You know, when you look at the horrific way he was killed, we have to live with that. We have to know, you know, that we've still got to live a life. We've got to do our best to do a life as best we can for him and in his name, really." The Prime Minister backtracked on plans put in place by the previous Labour government under Sir Keir Starmer and confirmed that he would put a pause on the plan for the early release of prisoners on Thursday of last week. It followed news that the new Sentencing Act that would have seen around 6,000 criminals released from September onwards was under review by the government. Reacting to the news, PC Harper's mother added, "It's a definite step in the right direction. It shows that we're actually being heard, which I think is really important. But obviously we need to see it followed up with the right actions. Changes need to be made." The change also followed comments from the police officer's widow, Lissy, who described the early release of prisoners as deplorable, adding, "We speak of justice, accountability, and standing with victims, yet decisions like this do the opposite." PC Harper was 28 when he suffered catastrophic injuries after getting caught in a tow strap and being dragged behind a getaway car for more than a mile. The driver of the vehicle, Henry Long, received a 16-year sentence and would not have been eligible for the scheme. Cole and Bowers, who were passengers in the car, were handed 13 years in custody for manslaughter after a trial at the Old Bailey and would have been eligible for early release. In response to concerns from PC Harper's family, the Prime Minister said, "Keeping the public safe will always be my top priority. I'm working closely with the new Justice Secretary and have instructed my team to put a pause on the changes that were due to start in September. No prisoners will be let out under this policy until we have conducted an urgent review."